Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation. It is Friday.
Friday. We got a party
on the east, a party in the west. Heidi and Frank is in the building. How y'all doing?
Great. Happy Friday.
Excellent. Now the brat may be out, but it's time for some fraction. Vanessa Fraction's in the building.
What up, everybody?
Yeah. Happy Friday.
And we're going to break this thing on down for you. We're going to close the week out strong. We going to DJ Khaled's house. Chris Hansen's coming to ours, but don't worry. Nobody got arrested.
Okay.
Lord. So get back then when you see that guy. But let's start it off with a Dish Nation exclusive.
Okay. Now,
Orlando Bloom, he turned the Big 4-0 back in January, and back then he was dating Katy Perry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, they broke up in March, and they both been seen with other people, but they still pop up together back and forth because, you know, it's familiar ground.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So everybody's been wondering what's going on, and now we may know the deal, what's popping off between those two.
Are they engaged?
Nah, check this out. According to our sources, Katy reportedly gave Orlando the best birthday gift ever for his 40th. She promised that they would be friends with birthday benefits for an entire year. And the policy is that when they have free time at the same time, they're going to hang out, and then they can go back to being single. No hard feelings. That's great.
Wow. That was a mouthful.
That is some present. I mean, how do you present it? Is it wrapped? Is it on a contract?
It's on a platter like her video. All right, coming up next, Khloe Kardashian just gave an interview with Glamour magazine in which she talks about one of her biggest regrets.
What's that?
And it involves tampons.
I was going to say Lamar Odom, but what do
I
know?
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, that should be on top of the list, but it's not. Now, let me explain. She talks about how back in the day, especially when she was a little bit heavier, her sisters, Courtney and Kim, always got the better and more attention type of branding opportunities. Mm-hmm. So she found herself accepting pretty much anything that came her way. Yeah. She said, I once did a deal with a tampon company, and I was like, why am I so thirsty? But I was young, and you feel pressure.
Is that part of the line in the tampon? I think it's supposed to be. Thirsty is a good thing.
Super absorbent.
Right, it's a good thing.
You see your sisters getting deals, and you're like, should I be doing something? Is a pad commercial all I can get? Well, okay then.
Here's the thing. She wasn't jealous of the deals that her sister got. It's the deal that she got with the tampon company because there was too many strings attached.
But I feel so bad, though. I mean, I'm working with all y'all women. Have y'all ever got a tampon commercial?
No.
I did get an opportunity. I was an actress here when I first moved to Los Angeles. And when I was being offered things, I was offered a herpes medicine commercial that I turned down because I was like, well, if I do that, I'm never going to be the next Julie Roberts because wherever I go, they're like, that chick has herpes.
There's that herpes girl from the kayak. And then, that's her.
Yes, that commercial.
Why is everyone getting out of the pool?
Yeah.
And now he's come back. Well, speaking of self-image, I want to talk about Danica Patrick. She recently did an interview with People Magazine, Danica Patrick being the race car driver, and she was talking about women's bodies and the image that is put out on social media. She says, now I think there's a yearning in the world for real. People really want to know the truth. So she's tried to use her own Instagram to show how things can be manipulated. She says, this is what she said. I kind of love when people do real versus produced shots. The difference between the two is lighting, pose, and clothes adjustments. We all want to look our best at all times. No shame in that. But don't let someone else's body put yours down. Use it for motivation. Well, obviously, she looks great in both pictures. So you're going to be real. Let's be real.
I love her message, but it was a fail.
I challenge you all to post a real picture on Dish Nation's Instagram. I challenge you to post a real picture. No filters, no nothing, no angles. Just be real.
You don't just want to see us in a sports bra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, you learned very quickly about his ulterior motives. I love
exactly.
It.
Moving on, for all you single guys out there, I have some dating advice for you, but it's not coming from me.
Thank God.
Oh, come on. Oh. It's coming from Drake's dad.
Oh, he's pretty damn smooth.
Yeah, Dennis Graham just sat down with Hypebeast, and this is what he had to say, his words of wisdom.
Okay.
I would probably wear a suit and tie. I don't feel I really need a pickup line, because normally when you try to use a pickup line, you got to screw it up. So, what type of women should one stay away from? Stay away from big booties. If they got big booties, don't go.
So you think he hit it on the head?
I thought that's what guys wanted, a big booty and a smile. What are you talking about?
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
And he said pickup lines don't ever work. So do pickup lines work, ladies?
Yes.
I think so.
They do?
Yes.
What's the best one you've heard, Vanessa?
I don't know. I'm trying to think. It's kind of natural. They just kind of flow or something.
I got one for you, Vanessa.
I know they're giving me lines.
I got one for you, Vanessa. Tell me if this is going to work on you.
Okay.
Are you a math book? Because you look full of problems.
Oh, wait, that's an insult?
All right, well, we are going to say bye for now, Atlanta. But we're going to be back in just a few to find out what age men are most boring, Frank.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh. A little bit. Bye for now.
Bye. All right, Gary, listen up.
Okay.
You too, Vanessa. You said you're single, right?
I am.
Well, Reese Witherspoon graces the cover of the September issue of Glamour, and now that she's on her second marriage, she knows what she wants, and she's learned a couple things about relationships.
Good for her.
Very good.
Now, apparently, the secret to Reese's successful second marriage is that Jim isn't threatened by who Reese is. That's right.
That's pretty important.
Mm-hmm. That's very important.
Yeah, they need more men like Jim.
Exactly. Reese said, run away from a man who can't handle your ambition. Run. So many men think ambition is awesome and sexy.
I need to meet those men, honey, because I do not know them.
They be scared of you?
First of all, me being a comedian, that's already enough. They already think you're going to go on stage and talk about them or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And I try to tell them, you're not that interesting. I probably wouldn't.
Let's be honest about it, though. Both of y'all know it's hard for y'all to find a man. Being in the line of work that y'all do, y'all can't find no damn secured man.
Mm-hmm. But see, I'm not even like that. Like, I have and I do what I do and I am who I am. But when I'm in a relationship, I'm very submissive. I'm domesticated.
Come on, Portia.
I am.
Come on, Portia.
I'm like completely opposite of what you would think. Powerful women, women making moves. We want to go home, put our boss head down, and we want to be submissive to daddy.
Come on.
You know, we want to just be
preach,
the woman at home. We want you to really, you know, be the head of the household.
I do got to add, her dude Jim, he has a reason to feel confident in his abilities because he's a rich Hollywood agent. He actually has more power than Reese Witherspoon in some situations.
So it's easier to submit. I do feel you, Reese.
That's Reese with a job.
Right, exactly. Well, by the way, make sure you stay tuned because we'll be interviewing Reese Witherspoon on Monday. She'll be giving us more gems.
All right, y'all, we got a Dish Nation exclusive.
Exclusive!
Check this out. One of my favorite shows in the world is Mr. Robot, and the star of that show, Remy Malek, is gearing up to star as Freddie Mercury in an upcoming movie about the rock band Queen, which is tentatively titled Bohemian Rhapsody.
I like that.
But it gets deeper than that.
Okay.
Dish Nation is exclusively hearing that the ghost of Freddie Mercury is actually haunting the set of the film.
What?
Right.
He can haunt me. I love the Queen.
I was about to say, I love.
I do.
I wouldn't mind a little haunting by Freddie.
If you knew how he died, maybe you wouldn't want to be haunted that way. But Remy is very spiritual, and he says he felt a presence around the set, and he believes that Freddie's spirit is helping him prep for his role, particularly when Remy sings and tries to master Freddie's voice.
Ooh.
Now that's dope.
I believe him.
So Remy is an extreme method actor, and he takes his preparation for his roles very seriously, but he's taking this to a whole new level.
Mm.
One of our sources tells us he's not content with feeling Freddie beside him while he's awake. Rami's even being haunted by him in his sleep. Now, Rami has been dreaming of Freddie, telling him about how he performed on stage, showing him his moves and how it is to be a real rock star.
Hmm.
But he said the spirit was in his ghost was in the bed with him, too?
He didn't say it was in the bed with him, Gary. He said when he go to sleep, he dream about Freddie.
Oh, he doing like Bobby Brown. Didn't Bobby Brown say he had sex with a ghost?
Yeah.
What was that movie? Remember the movie where the ghost was having sex with the people, but you couldn't see him, but you could see the sex?
Oh.
What channel you got?
The Entity. You remember The Entity? And, like, they'd be laying there being real still. Then all of a sudden, like, their shirt get to moving, and they be like, who doing this? Who doing it? And it was like the spirit just kept on making love to them. And they
couldn't
see
it. Love?
It looked like it was good, now.
How was the titty and entity spelled in this movie?
Titty?
Entity?
This is on Cinemax.
Oh, my goodness. No.
All right, y'all. After the break, honey, Chewy hangs out with Chris Hansen. But don't worry, honey. He's not in trouble.
Dude, what are you doing this weekend?
Maybe spin tomorrow. Definitely brunch on Sunday.
Nice.
Oh, shoot. Sorry. Gonna take this.
Oh, wait.
See ya.
Cupcakes.
I'm Chris Hansen.
Whoa.
Why don't you have a seat right over there? Go ahead. Right over there. Bring your cupcakes. Let's do it. What is going on here?
Nothing. Just hanging out with coworker.
A coworker?
Yes, sir.
Did you or did you not text her with the username Big Poppy saying, looking for my little mommy with brown eyes who loves the song Despacito as much as I do?
No, I love Despacito, but I didn't send that text.
What's in the bag here?
I have a craving, a sweet tooth, you know, just sodas and candy and stuff.
It looks like you have a craving for young girls is what you have a craving for.
Chris, dude, you okay?
I do a lot of this, you know.
I know you do. You need to chill, bro.
It can wear on you after a while.
Are you all right?
Do you want to do it?
Well, you need a cupcake.
Oh, maybe I will.
I think you need a hug.
I would be nice.
Come here. Damn, Chris. It's all right.
Thank you.
It's all right, buddy.
Thanks, bro.
It's all right, man.
All right, let's do this.
Come on. How you doing, baby?
Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Thanks for having me.
I appreciate it. We're happy to have you.
Yeah.
So, Crime Watch Daily.
Yeah.
You're entering your third season. That's exciting.
It's very exciting. And what we do at Crime Watch Daily is they give us a very long leash. So if I want to do something on the heroin crisis, if I want to do something on human trafficking, I have an hour to do it. And we're on an hour a day, 5 days a week.
Wow.
And we have franchises like Hansen versus Predator. We do a new one called Badge of Honor, where we look at cases where cops have been heroes and save people's lives. So it's really cool. I'm really happy with it.
Man, of course, we all know you from catching predators. You know, how many predators do you think you've caught in all these years, Chris?
I think we're at about 310, 320.
Wow.
Yeah. So imagine this, Chewy. When we first started doing those investigations, we merely had decoys in chat rooms on AOL and Yahoo.
Wow.
Today, there's Badu, Kick, Whisper. On and on and on and on.
You just mentioned three I've never heard of.
Well, I have to talk to my kids and my younger staff members to figure out what's, you know, what's new, what's happening.
Whisper.
Yeah.
That just sounds creepy.
Well, kids are on there, not necessarily looking to get in trouble, but potential predators know where they can find these kids.
What do you think, what would be some tips that you could give, you know, parents who are watching this right now?
You know, I used to say limit the time your kids spend on the laptop or desktop, but it's in your hand now. So what I say is, you know, up to a certain age, after a certain time at night, those phones should be on the family charging station in the kitchen and not on the nightstand.
Right.
And you eliminate 75% of the trouble right there.
Did you hear that, parents? Just a couple of tips from my buddy Chris.
Yeah, there you go.
And I want to dig a little deeper now, man.
Yeah.
You know, we know you as the suited and booted Chris Hansen.
Suited
on television.
And booted.
Suited and booted, man.
I have boots. I love cowboy boots. Yeah.
Always suited and booted, man. Catching predators. What's one thing that, you know, we would never know about Chris Hansen that you could reveal to us right now?
You know, I lead a pretty regular life. I get some time off in the summer, and I spend some time with my sons and go back to Michigan, playing a game of tennis, you know. Getting out of the water, catch a fish.
You look like a mean tennis player, bro.
I'm all right.
Yeah.
For a man of a certain age. I don't do too badly.
And of course, you know, you deal with such dark, you know, dark subjects. And what do you do to unwind or to like kind of reprogram yourself and just like chill?
Yeah, to me it's exercise, you know, it's going for a run or something. Yeah.
No. You do beautiful work, man.
Well, thanks, man.
You help a lot of people out there. So when can we catch Crime Watch Daily?
Crime Watch Daily, the new third season premiere September 11th across the country.
All right, man. Chris Hansen, thank you, man.
Thanks, Chewy.
I appreciate it. Cool, man. So we're done. Can I?
You're free to go. You're free to go.
Can I go?
You're free to go. You're free to go. Go on.
Thank you for coming, Chris. Please. What's happening? Yo, why are you handcuffing me?
Yes.
Yo, Chris!
Got any weapons?
Chris, weapons? No.
Put your hands behind your back.
Yo.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Do you love Dish Nation? Do you want more of it? Just go to DishNation.com and sign up for our newsletter to get around-the-clock exclusive content so you never miss a beat. And, you know what, from missing a beat to dropping a beat, DJ Khaled has teamed up with Mentos for the Sam Has Mentos Gum campaign, and he invited our friend Andrew Foyne to his house to get the scoop.
I am here with the man.
Yes.
DJ Khaled.
What's up, man?
Hey, man.
Everything good?
Yeah. First of all, your house is very nice.
Thank you. Thank you. A lot of hard work, you know, dreams and hard work, you know what I'm saying? When you set goals, they come true.
Let's talk about Mentos Gum. I mean, tell us about your partnership with them.
Well, Mentos Gum, I was excited when they reached out to me because I'm already a fan of Mentos Gum. I use Mentos, I chew Mentos Gum.
His breath smells good.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I just love this challenge they have Sam from Wisconsin University, where he has to give away 43,000 bottles of Mentos gum. When he accomplished the challenge, I get to come to the University of Wisconsin to praise him, congratulate him, and also perform for all the fans. So it's like, who wouldn't want to give away gum and to get to see a great show?
You've worked with some of the greats.
Yes.
I wanted to do a little word association game with you. So I'm gonna say some people that you know have worked with, and you tell me the first thing that pops in your head.
Okay.
Rihanna.
She's amazing, inspiring, beautiful, incredible artist.
Jay-Z.
My brother, my friend, also my manager, and somebody I really look up to.
The Biebs. I call him the Biebs because I think I know him.
Good man, very talented, incredible artist, and a good heart.
I'm mildly blinded by your watch right now.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Talk to me about, like, who's a collaboration that you'd like to do with that we might be surprised by?
Adele. I would love to work with Adele. You know what I'm saying? I think that would be something nobody would expect. You know what I'm saying? So if we can make it happen, I'm ready.
So, okay, now, I know you've overcome your fear of flying. So, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
Do you have a fear now of flying coach?
Oh, no, you know, I probably would have a fear of flying coach, but, you know, there's nothing wrong with flying coach. There's a lot of reasons why I didn't fly, but, you know, I get claustrophobic, so if I don't have to fly coach, you know, but if you fly coach, there's nothing wrong with that, you know what I'm saying? Give thanks for everybody for opportunity to be able to travel, and, you know what I'm saying, if you get first class of coach, God bless, you know?
Just wrapping it up, how has being a father inspired you? How has it changed your life?
Everything's for my son. You know what I'm saying? It ain't about me. It's about my son and my family. And I'm just grateful for God blessing me. You know what I'm saying? It's my biggest blessing.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. All right, Frank, Airbnb recently did a survey of about 2,000 people, and they determined at what age people start to exhibit characteristics of being boring. Now, the ages are different for men and women. So the age that Airbnb has discovered of these 2,000 people where men are most boring.
I'll say 42.
You're high. For men, it's actually...
I'm not high.
You sure your eyes look
I swear
red,
to God,
right,
I'm not
right,
high.
Right here, right here.
I'll take a drug test right now.
What? You're not high? You're so boring. it was 39 for guys and 35 for women.
I think it's just the realization that 40 is right there. And that's, the top of the peak of life. And now it's downhill. So women realize it 5 years ahead of time that they're close to 40. And men are like, oh my God, I'm almost 40.
Yeah.
I better sit down. And then they just stay there for a whole year being boring.
Isn't that like women, when you're 35, it's like your sexual peak. Like, how can I be boring and peaking at the same time? It doesn't make any sense.
You've mastered it. You should write a book, Boring and Peaking at the Same Time. How do I do it?
The
ironic story of Heidi Hamilton.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.